Hey there, Elizabeth.
Hey, Sheila. So we've been friends for what, nearly 14 years now?
I think about that. Yeah, although we've been really good friends for about half of that, but that's kind of a part of our story, isn't it?
It is. Well, at least for now, we're really good friends in large part because we've learned to be honest with each other. But it's not always perfect. Nevertheless, we're learning a lot by being imperfectly honest and thought you might too.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for your patience today. I am really working on projecting how much time it's going to take me to do stuff, and I just am not very good at that. I don't know how to solve that problem.
Maybe you should add like another 15 minutes to
Well, I
whatever you
did
come up with.
that.
Oh, okay. Well, then a half an hour. I
Yeah.
don't
Yeah.
know. I'm the other way. I'm always too early, so.
Well, I envy that because I've never been that way, and it just adds a lot of stress for me. It's completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I can see, yeah, with your personality, I can see. You know, a lot of people I've known who are, I hate to say late, it's not like you're always late, but they don't have that bone in them that like is upset by it.
Yeah.
So,
No,
yeah.
I'm consistently upset by it. But thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no problem.
So, what we talked about was talking through the issue of handling and talking about money and friendships. And we shared a few thoughts before recording this. But I think, well, we agreed that we would just talk about some potential scenarios with things that might come up with money in the future and how we might want to handle that. And also, it might be good to talk through some of the things that didn't work in the past. Since we last talked, have you had any revised thoughts?
No, that sounds, yeah, that sounds good. I wasn't completely sure of all of the different things you wanted to touch on, but you know, what works for us usually is we just kind of talk and it goes down a pretty good road. So let's just see where it takes us.
Great. Before we go into that topic, I've been noticing that this podcast is inspiring me to be more honest just in random interactions in my life. And I had this moment this weekend. So I went to this running group for the first time. I was actually early, believe it or not. And I was talking to this really nice gentleman. He happened to mention that he was 71 and he was kind of giving me the lowdown of how the group runs and everything. And after our nice conversation, when it was time to go with the rest of the group, he said, "Hey, one of the guys in the group has a good sense of humor and he's always, making fun of me and things. And I think it would be fun to play a little joke on him and tell him that you're my girlfriend." And the way that he said it, I didn't feel threatened or like there was anything sexual about what he was recommending. But he said, "Would you feel comfortable with that?" And the old me would have said, "Oh yeah, that's totally fine." And the new me checked and decided it wasn't totally fine
All right,
because
good for you. I was afraid that you were gonna, 'cause I'll tell you, when you said it to me, I made a grimace that he would have said that. Like, I'm thinking, what kind of joke is that? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
you're in your early 40s. He's 71. Let me tell my friend. I was having a tough time trying to figure out the punchline on that one.
Well, he's a different generation, and
yeah.
I think he thought it would be the thought, because we had a really nice conversation about his wife, and he shared some genuine, heartfelt comments about her. And so I felt like he was in
a
happy
still
marriage.
Somebody in the picture?
Yeah. She's still living.
And he was going to tell us. Okay, I got to stop interrupting, but yeah. Okay. I'm really not understanding that. So he was going to tell a friend of his. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So okay. Anyhow,
I'm glad you said no.
I don't know what his motives were, but the reason why I felt uncomfortable was because I hadn't met any of those people, and I'm in the process of getting a divorce. And so there's that weird added layer where I'm not really interested in being in a relationship right now. And so I don't want to give any indication that I was flirting with him and that's how we arrived at coming up with that joke or
yep.
whatever.
Yeah, totally. But, totally. Yeah. Yeah. But
and
you think in the past you would have said no, or you would have said yes. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Because wow. It's a recurring theme, which is a longer story that I'm not sure we want to go into in this podcast, mm-hmm. but I've just always been taught to respect my elders, and I wasn't explicitly taught to respect older men more than older women. But I think just because, you know, my grandparents were in a very traditional marriage and my parents were in a traditional marriage, I think there's probably a layer in there that somehow I learned.
I understand. I understand. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. But I'm very proud of you. Not that you
and
need
so
to be proud of
you. And so for me, you know, a younger person to say to my elder, that feels weird, would have felt scary to me. Also, there's a part of me who was taught, maybe subconsciously or consciously, I don't know, that when you can't make a joke like that you're too uptight and politically correct and all of that.
Yeah, you're very self-aware. So how did it end?
He was nice about it. And it was funny because the guy did make a joke, but I'm not actually sure if it was a real joke or not, because the guy who he said had a sense of humor was actually quite elderly, like maybe 85. I was impressed that he was running at all. I'm not sure that you could even call it running, but nonetheless, he was 85 and he was out there. And his joke, and I'm not sure if it was a joke because it actually sounded genuine when he asked it, but he said, "Oh, is this your granddaughter?" And I said, "Well, thank you for the compliment, but I'm actually too old to be his granddaughter. I could maybe be his daughter. He's about the same age as my dad." And the guy said, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm 42. And he said, "Oh my gosh, I never would have thought that." And I actually thought it was genuine the way that he said it. So,
man, you got everybody after you in this running group, don't you?
I don't know. But nonetheless, I felt proud of myself that I was honest about that. And I'm not sure that I would have been honest before this podcast.
Right. Right. And being honest, I mean, I like our title imperfectly because I was thinking about this a little bit about honesty, and then we can get into our subject matter. Because being honest, I have always valued that in my life. But there are times where just keeping quiet versus having to be, quote, honest is also good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a tough one to try to figure out sometimes.
Yeah, and that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And I also just want to interject the point that I feel like we're both sort of rushing through this because we want to get to the topic, but our topic is imperfect honesty and we're right on topic for that.
I'm happy to, because there are times where I've had it in my head in conversations. I could say exactly how I'm feeling right now. It would be honest. And it may even be somewhat called for, but what will I ultimately gain Or what will any of us gain from that? And will it end up being more hurtful?
Yeah.
As I move forward. So it's kind of the old, you know, you win the battle and you lose the war.
Well, and also the point about being hurtful, I was thinking about that this week too. So I told two little white lies this week. In both cases, I was ready to end a conversation because I was feeling really tired and I am trying to work through some health issues and just needed to stop talking. And I could have just said, I'm working through some health issues and I need to stop talking. But I felt like that was just going to prolong the conversation and also maybe open up a whole bunch of questions that I wasn't in the place to answer.
How'd you end
it? In both instances, I said, I've got a meeting.
Oops, there's my doorbell.
I need to go. Yeah, that kind of approach. And I felt kind of badly afterward because they were people that I'm in close relationships with and have a good rapport with. But I don't know.
I think in that moment,
did it really matter? I don't know. It's gray.
Yeah. No, it didn't. And I'll have to say that's a good excuse. Your personality, you do get, I know it from knowing you for all these years. When you reach a point, you need to say, I got to go. And it's just the way it is. And I have learned not at all to take it personally, but I would say some people might. I mean, I still want to talk. You don't have enough energy left in you to just give me another five. So I would say in that case, I'm not quite sure being perfectly honest will help either of you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know that we should aspire, as I said a little while ago, to just having every thought we have kind of drop out of our mouth like a gumball machine. I don't like anything dropping out of you. And granted, yes, somebody could really get technical and say, you did not have a meeting, so you technically lied.
Yeah, well,
I usually say, oh my gosh, there's something I have to do in 5 minutes. And if somebody's going to go that far and say, oh, what is it that you have to do? Then that's on them.
Yeah. Well, that is a good approach because then you're not lying.
Yeah.
I have to sleep.
Yeah. I have to go sit in the chair and look at the wall.
Right.
That's right. What you have to do. Yeah. So I've tried to kind of move forward in that way so that I'm not really, and that could easily be from my Catholic upbringing where I did not want to have to confess that I lied when I was there. Yeah. So, but that is definitely a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good thing to remember for the, let's put that in the back of our mind. So Sheila, I'm hearing some brushing. It sounds something's brushing up against metal.
Okay. I don't have that, but I will. Do you hear it now? Because I'm just.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It actually leads perfectly into the conversation about money, because I think this is a good example.
Okay.
So we can edit this out if you want, but I don't think you'll want to. So Sheila and I agreed that we're content with recording imperfection because both of us like to move around while we talk and we're better in conversation when we're moving, which means it's impossible to have perfect recording quality. And this brushing is because Sheila's headset has wires, I believe, is what's making that noise.
It is.
So I had the thought that AirPods would fix the problem. And you mentioned that someday you'd be wireless. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, are you saying someday versus soon because you don't want to spend the money to buy the AirPods, or is there another reservation?
It's probably a combination of that, because it's nothing that I've really felt a need for. Again, now I'm seeing there is a need for it. And the other thing is, I really feel like I'll end up probably losing them more than I've never lost my wired earphones. And so it's just a combination. I mean, they certainly are a lot more expensive than a wired headphone situation. So yeah, I would say I'm kind of frugal in terms of, but on the other hand, I've agreed to participate in this. And if I think it's going to add to the experience, then it does seem as if it's not a huge expense and I can use it in other ways. And as we've talked before, and now we're being recorded, but I don't know that I can commit to a lot of expenses around this project, because it wasn't anything I've envisioned for my retirement, like doing something that I'm going to be spending a lot of money on.
Yeah.
This isn't a lot of money, but it's more, you know, I have a budget.
Yeah.
But well, again, I want to feel participatory, and I want to, it's a kind of minimal cost. So yeah, you seem like you had something else you wanted to say.
Well, you know, we also, and if I say anything that you're uncomfortable sharing, we can edit it out, but
okay.
I guess in perfect honesty, I am in the position where an expense for AirPods wouldn't really make a difference in my life and would feel like an insignificant cost. And we agreed that if there were marketing costs and things like that, that I would take those on, and that I wouldn't feel any resentment for that. That feels like something easy and something that I would want to do. And so AirPods kind of feels like a marketing cost to me, that's similar to a website improvement or something.
I'm not disagreeing. So I'm wondering if the compromise should be split the difference and go 50-50?
I mean, that feels good to you. Are you offering to do 50-50 because you feel like you'd feel more contributory? Is that a word, by the way? Is that right?
Contributory? Yeah, contributory negligence is a thing. So I would think the word contributory. Okay. Yes, and also because this is something I will use outside of this podcast sometimes. So,
okay.
So that kind of situation, yes. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that you don't just want to say to me, well, I want to spend the money on this, and just, I don't really care how it lands on you. And so thank you.
Great.
I kind of like the 50-50 thing. What about you?
Okay. I guess I like that, but I'm wondering if it'll cause more stress about losing them if we do it 50-50.
Well,
or less.
It
would be less, I guess, if it was 50-50. I think in some ways this relates to money, in some ways it's unrelated, but regardless, I had the question, is there any part of you that will feel resentful if this is quote unquote my thing? So just as one example, I was, you know, I'm in the process of writing a book, which dovetails into this topic. And I was thinking about what I wanted to title the book, and it's possible that I might want to be interested in titling it Imperfectly Honest, but that book would really be mine. And I feel like this podcast is ours. And so how do you feel about that?
When you mentioned writing a book and then you created this wonderful title, I had pretty much figured that would be a wonderful title for a book by you. So, I'm still trying to find that perfect analogy of a situation with two people who are identified together and they've done a ton of things together and the synergy is wonderful, but one of them has a little bit more sway in the situation, and that's just the way it is. And that's how I feel. And like I've said to you before, I'm in my mid-60s, you're in your early 40s. You are building, not that I'm ready to just curl up my toes and be gone, but the things that you're trying to create at this point, they're building blocks for a longer professional situation than is anywhere in my head. Mm. And so having you feel as if you have to be so mindful of my decision making around stuff that is so important to you is nothing I would want. Mm. I would just, because we have trust, I would never want to feel uncomfortable with something I'm participating in. And we've already had a number of conversations about that. So does that help clear things up or?
It does. I mean, first of all, thank you. That feels like, I don't know, it feels like love and is really kind of you to say. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I think one of the things that makes it hard for me to believe that you could support me in that way without resentment is that I'm not sure that I could support somebody else to that level without I could maybe do it without resentment, but without losing interest.
And part of it is the difference in our personality. I mean, think of it.
Right.
I mean, both Elizabeth and I, just as an explanatory piece here, are big fans of what's called the Enneagram. It's a personality typing. I'm the helper.
Yeah. I know that you and other helpers can help at the expense of themselves.
Oh, sometimes. And you can go bad as a helper. You can be that nasty person who helps and wants stuff back. Right. And I have spent a lot of time analyzing that and my motives in situations where I start to feel that happening. Mm. And I try to correct the course. But what I will do, and I will make you this commitment, if I feel like that's starting to happen, then we'll have a conversation.
Okay. Well, I would appreciate that because the old me would have taken more than my share of the responsibility in that and constantly tried to mitigate the possibility that you were helping at the expense of yourself. So thank you.
Yeah. If I feel like it's happening and I start to have a little bit of resentment, I'm going to say something. Maybe not in the podcast. Or maybe I'll say it a little bit before and then we'll talk it out. But because this is imperfectly honest. But yeah. But I appreciate you acknowledging that. I do.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any mistakes that we've made in the past that we want to mitigate around the topic of money?
I think you were just, again, as information, Elizabeth and I did work together back in the end of 2012 to about 2004, somewhere in there for, you know, year and a half, close to 2 years. And I was kind of taking remuneration as a bit of a consultant. So Elizabeth was paying a salary to me. And so I don't think we ever had any disagreement about that amount, or I don't think we ever disagreed that you need to be working harder for it. I think the one glitch, and there were so many factors that were involved at this time, was in the parting. How is that going to play out? And I think it was the reason why the money thing became an issue was more tied up in the emotional things that were problematic. And then I may have been able to express some of my hurt or anger by addressing it in a money way. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And you were very generous.
Well,
in terms of the way it closed out, in terms of money.
I think I was following you up to the point where you said expressing it in a money way. I'm not sure that I know what you meant by that.
So again, I mean, we probably can't get into too much like explaining what happened to us. That's probably a whole nother podcast or a series, whatever. But our parting could be looked at, us working together. It took a while to come to the conclusion that it wasn't going to continue. And there was fault on both of our parts for the signaling. Okay. And we've had conversations about that, and we can have a conversation about that in a podcast. But it finally, I came to almost critical mass, and it was abrupt for me. It seemed abrupt. And so when I say about the money, pushing back on figuring, because we spent, you know, a few weeks back and forth about the money issue at that point, because it was kind of abrupt. And it's like, you know, I didn't realize I wasn't going to have any kind of income anymore. And I used that kind of, and I think, and I don't want to speak for you, but we're being perfectly honest, I think it helped you to feel better about the leave taking, to be able to provide some financial things.
Yeah.
And I appreciated them, but on the other hand, it probably did bring up some resentment, like, who do you think you are? You're just paying me off. So I'm glad we're getting this out. I mean, I don't really think this is going to cause any problems. I just think it's just us kind of being honest right now. Yeah. And that's why I can easily see that that's in your head about how that kind of played out. So then you're thinking, is that going to happen again? Mm. And I don't think it will, because I just said all what I just said. So right. Now you know all that. So.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about making the same mistake. I just don't want to make a similar mistake in the same, with some of the patterns that maybe we didn't quite understand, but I kind of feel like we'll talk about it if it comes up, and we're going to mess up. So
I think I truly think, and it's going to be coming on close to a year, this reconnection is a much more honest connection.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were there for each other, and it had nothing to do with anything except we wanted to be there for each other. And that's good. That's a lot, because usually people have other side things. And for a while now, and that's why I think we're nervous about doing this, because it becomes a side thing then. So it's not going to be a totally pure, okay, I care about you, you care about me. We're only doing things to help the other person because we care about them. There's other things, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
So, but it creates, it's like friends working together. It can be wonderful. And it can also be the end of a friendship.
Yeah.
So, but that's not going to happen. And I'm not saying that because, it's never going to happen with us. It kind of did. So we already know. we already know all the potholes in the road at this point, or most of them anyway. Or if we don't know where they are, we at least know we better keep an eye out for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm feeling good about it. You?
Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
Okay. Well, I think this might be a good place to sign off for this episode. Anything you want to say before we close out?
Nope. I can consult with my son about the best iPods. iPods. Yeah.
AirPods.
AirPods. AirPods. AirPods. See what I mean? I'm so awful. Oh my God. I am. Yeah. So.
You figure it out though.
I will.
You know, I actually have to say, I'm not trying to hero you here, but actually, do you know what I mean when I say hero you?
All right, let me see if I can take a stab at it. Complimenting me in something that you think I've done well.
So, sort of.
Okay.
So I'm not, I have learned a lot through my work with conscious leadership and some of the other things that I've been working on to just become more self-aware and for general self-improvement. And I've realized that there's some vocabulary that I've been using for a while because my business partners have been using kind of on the same similar journey. They're actually much more educated on it than I am, but we've been using kind of this common vocabulary, and sometimes I throw out terms that I forget are not always explicit. So anyway, explicit's not the right word. I'm not trying
No, that's okay. Yeah.
Censored.
I understand.
Anyway, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the concept of heroing, and maybe I'll put this in the show notes because I'm not going to be able to articulate it like I would like, but essentially if I am saying something like, oh, I'm just worthless, and someone would say, no, you're not worthless. Here's all the reasons why you're not worthless. And that idea is heroing.
Okay. And so it's kind of boosting somebody's confidence when it seems at a low ebb.
Right. And it's not always productive, because actually we had this conversation about a previous conversation. Sometimes when I'm trying to say, these are the things that I'm not happy about with myself that I'd like to change. It's not productive for somebody to tell me that those things are just fine when I want to change them.
I remember the conversation. Yep. So,
yeah.
So, okay. No, now I get it. Definitely. It's, I probably need to give myself maybe if I want to, a little more boost, because I do handle technology when I need to. It's just not an enjoying part of my life. So not that I want to go back to the abacus, but I do, you know, I appreciate the internet communication in that way. I like phone conversations. I tend to not do as many FaceTimes as a lot of people do. I do more of just the talking, because I don't want that extra factor of the visual. But that's, and there is an extra element to making sure that you have the connection and you're doing it and you're not, you know, just the walking. We had the swishing. Well, if I'm walking and I'm FaceTiming, it's bumping up and down.
Yeah.
Everybody gets dizzy, and they really do have to go lay down. Right. They would have to go lay down. Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying. Oh, heroing. See, I moved back. That was why we went down this path. Yeah.
Actually, the reason why I brought it up is that I wanted to say, I'm not trying to hero you. I have noticed that, you know, I have worked on stuff that required adopting a new technology with people and of a similar age as you. And I feel like you pick things up pretty quickly, actually, more quickly than
thank you.
People that I've worked with in the past.
So I'm going to just one last thing, and it goes back to our past. I know that this, and I don't want to speak for you, but I really do feel like I'm spot on in this. My inability to get with the program about Excel spreadsheets was a bit of a bane of your existence. And it was really a tough thing for me. Part of it, maybe my laptop was old, whatever. And part of it is I just didn't like it. And it's funny, because I totally understood to some extent having a conversation with my daughter who loves Excel spreadsheets. Like, we had a conversation about her love because that's part of what she does. I mean, they have helped her immensely. And I said, oh my God, I'm the opposite. I call it the E word. Yeah. And that's the way I felt when we worked together. And it was a stumbling block. I acknowledge it. Another stumbling block that we never really talked about at length. I know you were frustrated. And I was just like, I don't know how it's going to change, so I'm not going to really talk about it that much. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the acknowledgement, and
you're not going to make me do Excel spreadsheets, are you, for this?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate the acknowledgement, and I think that's very self-aware of you. And it must not have made that much of an impact on me, because I completely forgot about that until you just told the story.
Really? Wow.
Even as you were telling the story, I was thinking, is that true? Did that bother me?
Yeah.
So,
okay, maybe.
A huge impact on me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it minutiae, but it was presenting you with notes in that form was something that would have been so much easier for you to process quickly than the way that I was presenting them to you. And that was, I think, what it came down to. Because it was a lot of companies to keep track of and investors to keep track of and information. And I resisted. I did. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap this one up. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Look forward to the next time. Bye. The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. Note that, notwithstanding that any of the guests on this podcast may be licensed professionals, no one on this podcast is providing or seeking to provide the listeners of this podcast with any medical or health services. You should not rely on the information or content presented during this podcast, and you should not make any health or medical-related decision based in whole or in part on such information. Consult a healthcare professional licensed in your state for all matters relating to your health, and do not disregard any medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment provided by your healthcare professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests, and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.